Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. We are live at the studios of the Spoken Word radio station right here on Blog Talk Radio, ready to give God what's due to him. And that is the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, I often say that this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So it doesn't matter what you're going through today, please remember these words, that God is in control because we have yielded ourselves to him and allowed him to take full control over our lives, our circumstances, and everything we go through.
Behold, he comes
riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Ashes from heaven fall.
Lead your course to hear of Jubilee.
Yes, this is the day of Elijah. And guess what we're doing? We're proclaiming Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the one that is coming back again. And I tell you what, the Bible tells us, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Christ shall rise first, and those that remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. There is no God like Jehovah. What are you talking about, Pastor Morgan? I'm talking about the God that I serve. The God that I serve was the same God that multiplied the widow's oil and caused it to run over. The same God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out the fiery furnace. That's the same God that I'm talking about, that God that is no God like Jehovah. The same God that I serve that healed leopards and healed a paralyzed man and opened the eyes of the blind. The same God that I serve that Julie Jacob said, there's no God like Jehovah, the one that healed the deaf and mute. The same God that I serve, he fed the 5,000 with just only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Now you see what the song means when it says, ain't no God like Jehovah. Hey, glory. The same God that I serve raised Lazarus from the dead. Same God that I serve not only raised Lazarus from the dead, but it raised the widow's son from the dead. The God that I serve always is on time. Glory to God. And I tell you what, not only is he always on time, but the God that I serve always supply all of our needs. The God that we serve is the one who have no failure or no fault in his name. Glory to God. The God that I serve is the same God that opened up the Red Sea and caused Pharaoh's men to be drowned. The same God, Moses, caused Moses and them to walk on dry ground. Glory to God. God that I serve is that same God that is the absolute truth. And not only is that, hey, glory to God, I'm getting excited just about talking about it. The God that I serve never lies, always deliver on what he says and carry it through. He don't just tell you something. He don't just promise you things and don't deliver. He always carry out what he says. Glory to God. The same God that I serve is consistent. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not becoming. He already is. He is who he say he is. And guess what he is? A wonderful God. There's no God like Jehovah. And I can go on and on and on and on. I am excited, amen, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, not just for other people, but for me, that song says, my soul cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. And I'm glad I'm saved and know that I'm saved. Know that I'm on my way back to heaven. Amen. When he comes back. So we thank God, for God is good and he is worthy to be praised.
Pressure, heartache, so much pain. Life is tearing you apart, looking good. can feel your heart. You feel helpless and homeless, isolated and confused. You feel like life has no purpose. So let these words encourage you.
Yeah.
Praise God, you shall live and not die. Well, thank God, because the Bible did tell us, the scripture says, that we should not live, but we should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I believe, and I don't know what you feel about that, you that are listening to me, but I don't believe everybody died. It was God's will for them to die. You say, what do you mean? I believe there are some people died before their time. I believe many of them were snuffed out by the devil. I believe many of them, because they didn't eat healthier, some other circumstances that caused it. I do believe that there are people that God called home because their work is over. And I believe that there are times where all of us, because the scripture did say all of us, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death come to judgment. Well, what does that mean? That we have an appointment. And it never told us how we was going to go, but the key of it is that man that is born of a woman is of a few days. But I just believe that not everybody died. Some died before their time. And what I'm saying to you, don't die before your time. And I decree and I declare over your life that you will not die before your time, that you will fulfill all that God has for you. And you know what I tell you? Miles Monroe used to come on. The Lord took him home a couple years ago. He was an excellent preacher. And he mentioned that if you're going to die, you ought to die empty, meaning that you did everything that God told you to do. Somebody said, well, I don't believe you can do everything. Oh, yes, you can. Jesus did it. The Bible said Jesus came for a purpose. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she should bring forth a son, and thou should call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their sins. He came for a purpose, to save his people from their sins, to redeem man back to God. And when he was on the cross, he said these words, it is finished. The Apostle Paul finished all that God told him to do. And he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Let me tell you, if you're going to die, one day we all, God going to take us home, or we're going to be caught up in the rapture. Make sure you fulfill everything that God has told you to do. Now, how can you do that? Stay before God and in the word of God. Stay on your knees. Instructions from God. See, let me tell you. I don't understand how the statistic says the average Christian prays at least 5 minutes. Let me say that one more time. The average Christian prays at least 5 minutes. Now, let me tell you, I have a problem with that one. You say, why do you have a problem with it? It's because some folk talk on the telephone for a whole hour. I've seen people talk on the telephone for 2 or 3 hours. So you tell me, you can talk to a man, a woman, your friends, whoever, for 3 hours, 2 hours, and 1 hour, and you can only talk to God for 5 minutes? Come on here. See, that deals with relationship. So when you're in relationship with God, you don't want to just talk to him, because the more you talk to him, the more you want to talk to him. The more hunger and thirsty you get for God, the more you want to talk to him. As I said on the radio the other week, not this one, but the other radio station, I was talking about how so many people, when the shutdown came for the coronavirus, all the churches had to shut down. Some people was wondering, I can't go to church no more. And I remember years ago when we used to have shut-ins. Now, when we say shut-ins, we ain't talking about somebody sick. Shut-in, meaning we shut ourselves in the church all night, maybe for 3 days, and prayed during the night, prayed during the day, crying out to God. And I tell you right now, very few churches even know about shutting in praying. Now, they got to shut in when the government made everybody shut in because of the coronavirus. And guess what happened? I often say there are good things come out of bad things. And I believe that. Out of every bad thing has come something good. Now, a lot of us got away from praying, got away from having communion with God. So the coronavirus came and made us pray. Many people start praying more now than they was praying before the coronavirus started. I've seen on video many people on the outside kneeling on the ground praying and asking God to forgive them and asking God to heal those that were sick of the coronavirus and those that lost family members and those that was going through things. They was praying. And we have more people praying now than we had before this thing started. So that became something bad, became something good. That pushed us back down on our knees before God. There are many people. I didn't want to give my inspirational message, but I just must go ahead and get it now. So many people have stopped praying. We only pray over our dinner and pray over our before we go to bed. But we don't spend no quality time in God's presence. See, Jesus was a man that prayed. Read the New Testament. Everywhere Jesus went, the Bible said he'd go up into the mountain by himself. He didn't take nobody with him. By himself and prayed in a solitary place, in a quiet place, talking to the Father. Jesus would get up early in the morning, the Bible said, before the sun would come out, and he would pray. And I believe it's praying and been praying time, you know. It ain't just praying time because of what's going on. It's been praying time. It's always praying time. And I believe what those old folks used to say. You know, the old folks used to say, when I say old folks, to my older people before us used to say, little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power. Which is a true statement because a person that has a relationship with somebody, if they don't talk to the individual, oh my God, if they don't communicate with that individual, it's hard to have a relationship with them. I'm talking about naturally. You know, if you don't talk to your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or whoever you got, relationship with anybody. It don't have to be between a man and a woman. But I'm just saying, whatever relationship you have, even with your kids, if you don't talk to them, your relationship is going to be jacked up. Let me just put it in simple terms. It's going to be it won't be a good relationship. Relationships is built upon certain things that you do. How much time do you spend with the individual? How much are you willing to give up for that individual? When was the last time you did something for the individual? You know, so they used to say, actions speak louder than words. So my encouraging word to you is what the scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. I stop right there. Humble yourself and pray. Spend time in prayer. Nobody want nobody to call them only when they want something. I'm pretty sure if your friends called you only when they wanted something, after a while, you'll get upset because you'll think that that's all they want. And then when you need them, they don't answer the phone, then you'll get upset and say, I'm not going to, when they call me, I ain't going to answer. Because you feel that they're using you. Well, let me ask you something. How do you think God feels when we only talk to him when we want something? See, prayer is not just because you want something from him. You know, and even if you do want something, make sure it's not always, Lord, I want this, Lord, I want that, Lord, give me this, give me that. Sometimes it's to pray for somebody else that's going through. Forget about what you're going through and pray for somebody else. And when you pray for somebody else, they used to say when you get involved in somebody else's situation, God get involved with yours. What you make happen for others, God make happen for you. And there are times when you have to, amen, you know, don't be, sometimes we're too selfish. You know, Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. Lord, I need this. And the only time you talk to God is when you want something. How many times you go to somebody's house and you go to their house just to get something? And if they know you're just coming, not to even see how they're doing, not to, to pay respects to them or anything, they feel like you're using them. God says to us today, we need to humble ourselves and pray. It's praying time. There's a whole lot of things to pray for. Pray for the United States of America and all of the United States. Pray for the world as a whole. Pray for those that have lost their family members in the coronavirus and those that are sick, those doctors that is putting in overtime to help people. It's a lot of things to pray for, and it takes more than 5 minutes. I didn't tell you to pray like somebody else. You know, sometimes we try to pray like, you know, some other preacher, somebody that we like the way they sound. Look, you talk to God just like I'm talking right here. God will hear you. Just humble yourself before God and talk to him. You have questions. You have answers. You need an answer. Remember, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Whatever you're going through, all you got to do is talk to God. And the good thing about God, his line ain't never busy. Hey, glory. You call him up. He won't get confused of who you are because there's millions upon millions of people talking to him at the same time. And God knows each one of them by name. And then he says to us, I even know how many hairs you get in your head. You don't even know how many hairs is numbered. God numbered every one of your hairs on your head. And the Bible said he knows every number that's on your head. That tells me that somebody takes note of us, that they care about us. And I want to let somebody know that in prayer, you can find out how much God cares for you. And let me just add this. He does care for you. And not only do God care, but Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show care about you. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican. It don't matter what color you are. God died for everybody. Jesus died for us all. There's only one heaven. You can't, ain't no two heavens now. You know, it's only one. That's why I can't understand how anybody can be prejudiced. If you're prejudiced, how in the world are you going to the same heaven with black folks and white folks and Asian folks? I don't like this person. I don't like, how in the world are you going to heaven with them? Because that's the kind of color going to be there. All races of every kind. Those that have been born again, not those that just go to church. Thank God for church, but you got to have a relationship with him. You got to know, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says all things are become new. He give you a new way of living. He put a new desire within you. But you got to want that relationship. I don't want to serve God just on Sunday morning. Some people just wait Sunday to serve God. And then when they leave, they forget about God. They don't say nothing about God. They don't read the Bible that they put in their hand. And they just throw it to the side. And the Bible collecting dust. Never pick up the word of God. but they say they have a relationship with him. How in the world are you going to have a relationship with somebody and don't talk to them and don't try to find out about that person? In order to find out about a person, you get to read about them. Learn some things about the individual. And God is saying to us on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show that when you don't know what to do, you can find answers in the Word of God and in prayer. Prayer is your lifeline. And not only is prayer is your lifeline, listen to this, prayer is your breath. You can't live without breath, without having breath in your body. And you can't live without prayer. You need to talk to God, get to know him, draw closer to him. The Bible says, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. God wanna have a closer relationship with you. He wanna talk to you. He wanna show you some things. He wanna show you some great and mighty things that you don't never seen before. But you're gonna have to humble yourself and pray. Don't just spend 5 minutes in prayer. Amen. Talk to him. Get to know him. And when you get to know him, he'll start revealing himself to you. As Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Some say thou art John the Baptist. Some say thou art Elias or one of the prophets. Then Jesus turned the table. Well, who do you say I am? I like when Jesus get personal with somebody. I don't want to hear about, well, all right, I already know how they feel. Now let me ask how you feel. How do you feel? And the Bible says, Peter stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hey, glory. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank God. And Jesus said this word to Peter, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Some things you're not going to get by yourself. It's going to only come through the Father. By revelation knowledge. How did we get revelation knowledge? The more relationship we have with him, the more we spend time in his presence and spend time in the Word of God. God began to give us revelation of who he is. Who is he? And I tell you now, God want to have a relationship with us. He want to do something new in your life. Hallelujah. Today, as we are on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, I want to encourage you, whatever you need from God, first of all, do what the scripture says, Luke 6:33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom. See, that's dealt with relationship. A king rules over a territory. Seek ye first his kingdom. And all these other things shall be added unto you. See, God wants us to seek him. Learn about the king and his kingdom. And when you learn about the king and his kingdom, then you learn about the rights as being a citizen of the kingdom. Oh, glory. Come on, Holy Ghost. Speak to us. Forgive me. I get excited sometimes. God has something in store for you, but you got to humble yourself and pray. Get on your knees, and sometimes you ain't get on your knees, sit in a chair, go in a quiet place and talk to him. Lord, I want to know you. I want to get to know you even more. God, I want more of you. And let me tell you something, please don't ever get satisfied with what you got. always, and I'm not talking about satisfy what you got, I'm talking about spiritually, always seek to excel, ask God for more. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things God have in store for us. God has some things in store for you, my brother. God has some things in store for you, sister, but you get to run after him. You get to pursue him. You get to humble yourself, pray, talk to him, get a better relationship with him. For the one that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, in other words, you know, you can go to church and never have a relationship with God. Going to church doesn't mean you have a relationship with God. That's just like going to visiting somebody in their house. Just because I go and visit somebody at their house doesn't mean I am a part of that house. No, I'm going to visit. I'm going to see the person. When I go to church, I'm going to visit the house of God. I'm going to worship him and to learn more about him with those, as the Bible says, those that are sanctified. If two of you will come together, two or three will come together in my name, there I be in the midst. So I come to his house to visit, but in coming to his house, I'm coming with purpose. I have purpose for why I'm coming. I ain't just visiting just to visit the house. I'm coming with purpose. It's because I want a relationship that is not just any kind of relationship, but a relationship that is 100% victorious. I believe that God wants us to live a 100% victorious lifestyle. My relationship with God, well, he told us, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. We got the victory. We already know the end result of everything we go through. The end result is you're a winner. Hey, glory. I might not feel like one. I might not can't see it. But if God said it, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. Who report will I believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. I ain't believing nobody else's report but God's. Because let me tell you something. When God tells me something, it always come to pass. I told you God promised things that he always carry out. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man he may repent for. Have he said it, will he not do it? If he spoken it, will he not make it good? Anytime God says something, he always carry out what he says. He ain't like man. He'll promise you something and say, I'm sorry, I forgot about it. No, God ain't going to forget. When he says something, when he promises you something, he does it. Now you get to meet the condition to what he's asking you, what you asking of. But remember these words. Going to the house of God is good. Going down in water is good too. I've seen people go down the water, but they had no relationship with God. How do I have a relationship with him? John chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. First, St. John chapter 1, verse 12, to them that received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. I received him, and then he gave me the right, the ability to become his son. I am a son of the living God because I received and I believe what he said. Romans 10:9-10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now listen. The Bible says if you open up your heart, he said, I will come in and I will sup with you. God want to have a relationship with you. A real relationship. And if you want to have a real relationship, I want to pray for you right now. If there's anybody listening to me right now that say, you know what, preacher? I need a real relationship with God. Repeat this prayer after me. And I want you to repeat every word I say until I say amen. Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. Repeat it. I'm asking you for a real relationship with you. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and that he shed his blood. I believe that he arose again for me. I now accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I accept you now as my Lord and my Savior. I give you all of me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for forgiving my sins and making me a child of God. I receive you as Lord and Savior right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you repeated that prayer, I need you to sit down right now or call me on this live line. You don't have to give me your name. You just say, I'm calling in to this radio station right now to tell you I rededicated my life back to Jesus, or I'm giving God my whole life. I want a real relationship with Jesus. And if you repeated that prayer, call me right now. Let me get a number. 516-666-9901. 516-666-366-9901. I'm standing by ready to hear somebody say, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And after this program is over, and if you go back and listen to this program, and this line is not on, call me on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio prayer line at 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457.
You're
Yes, let Jesus heal you, and you will never be the same again. Let me tell you something. God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Whatever you're going through, remember these words. If you get a problem, God has the answer. His answer will heal all of your deepest hurts and pains. All you need to do is give it to Jesus and let him fix it for you. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. God is able to bring you out of every situation. All you need to do is trust him.
will stand against our King. No one can, no one will. Oh, 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 oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing. All things are working
for my good.
He's intentional.
Together for our good. You know, when you're going through, it doesn't seem like it's working for your good. But the Bible tells us all things is working together for our good. So remember that when you're going through, remember what the Word of God says, that he is going to bring you out.
Thank you.
Yes, you are my refuge and my strength. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And it is a beautiful day out there. And I want to encourage you that whatever you're going through today, remember all things is going to work together for your good.
Yeah. have to fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gonna trust like the bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help our faith. And we gon' make a fight.
Whatever you do, hang on in there. Don't let go because help is on the way. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Well, my time is almost up here. I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning into Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Now, don't forget now, our prayer line is open after we get off the air. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. It's 803-317-4457. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open as soon as we get off the air here. Also, remember these words, that when you're going through your lowest, remember, when you feel like you have at rock bottom, remember that God is the one that can bring you out of every situation. And remember, it is only the grace of God that takes us through everything we go through. And I want to encourage you as I'm getting ready to sign off here for the day. Remember, remember, remember to always spend time in God's presence. And whatever the problem you have, talk to God. He is able to fix your problem and situation. There ain't nothing too hard for my God to do. He can step into your situation and bring change to your situation. I want to encourage you also that when you don't know who to turn to, when you don't know what to do, remember that our God is able and he's willing to fix your problem and your situation. May God bless you. And as I leave, let me just pray this prayer. Now, Father, I thank you for every person that has been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I pray, Father, that you would touch and minister to them right now in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Touch them and minister to them and let them know that the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Until tomorrow, may God bless you. And remember these words. If you want something you never had, you have to do something you never done. And remember, it is God's grace that is going to take you where you need to go. May God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. By the grace of God. God's grace. God's grace. It was God's grace. It's amazing grace. I made it this far. For how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace. It was God's grace. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace. And great.
Thank you. You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station.